निर भवति
somebody to become a dulat. But now the dulat means the eldest son should become the dulat, but the eldest son here, Dhritarashtra, is blind. So he is not eligible to become a dulat. So that was given to Pandu. So Pandu was doing everything very nice, but one time he went to the forest with his two wives, Madri and Kundi, and somewhere he killed the deer. The male and female deer. Actually, they were great sailor people. They took a form of a deer. They came together for a union. And somewhere that the Pandu was not known that actually they're not ordinary deer. They're sailor people. But you know, shot his arrow and then they killed the deer. When the deer was dying, the deer, said that, you know, when you going to have a union with your wife, that will be the primary, you know, breath of your life. In this way, he was cursed by the deer, the same people. So now he knows that he is not able to do any union with your wife who has a children. At that time, his wife, Draupadi, or Kundi Devi, she said, "Don't worry. No, when I was with my father, and there was a great scene by the name of Durvasavik has visited my house. And he has given me a boon that I can call any demigods. And by the mercy I did as a child." So in this way that the Putidevi called the Yamaraj the superintendent of death. And he is the principal of Dharma. So then when she called the superintendent of death, the Yamaraj, and by the arrival of the Yamaraj, and then she has got the child by the name of Yudhisthira. And after that, she called the wind god, the Bayu. And by his arrival, she had got a giant by the name of Bhima. And after that, she called Indra, the rain god. By his mercy, that you know, she got a giant by the name of Indra. After that, she called Ashwini Kumaras. They are the brothers in the presiding deity of the, you know, Nachitra. And by their arrival, she got a child by the name of Napura and Sahade. In this day, they had the five children. And one time, by the influence of his senses, that, you know, somewhere at the, Pandu once had a union with his wife, Madri, and he died because of the curse. So now the five Pandavas in the forest with a mother, a single mother, no father, to somewhere at the only way they have to come back to the Astera book. And they came to the altar, the shelter of Dhritarashtra was a Brahman. By the time this Dhritarashtra Brahman has already got 100 children, headed by the eldest son is called Buryodhana. And he's not an ordinary, normal human being. Somewhere he has a lot of power in anything. He's very powerful, my parents. He's got a lot of jealousy within his own heart. He doesn't like to see anybody doing better than him. When the Pandavas came into the palace, there were now 100 of their children, 5 of these people, all in the palace growing together. And they go to the, you know, to the schools together. And somewhere there, Duryodhana, the son of the Dhritarashtra, the death son, he got to see that these Pandavas are doing better than him. Especially, there's one person, Deacon, that he is much more powerful and better than the Duryodhana. And he not able to digest that somebody is no better than he. Is there any way like that in the material one to link in circumambulation? And everybody happy that you come up, or somebody do the lepo come up? What do you think? Is that somebody good or somebody bad? Bad Buddha put on that. So this Duryodhan was very bad. It doesn't know if this somebody is more better than it. So he already planned how to kill this Duryodhan. So he gave poisons, many ways he tries to kill him. But he was not that able to kill him because Krishna is always on their side. Of course, Krishna is in everybody's side. But because these people have got a direct faith, they've taken shelter of Krishna and they always believe that Krishna is their life, is nothing else. They live only for the pleasure of Krishna. So in the many different ways, the bad man could be. The Duryodhana wants to kill the Bhima. He was not able to kill him. And finally, he made another plan. You know, it's another city. There was a big festival. So he told his father, send these five Pandavas with the mother to for that festival. And he told the father, I already made a beautiful palace for them to go and teach. For a month, you will enjoy the festival and come back. But there was a hidden plan within, you know, the ballad. There was, he has made that palace with the insuperable elements, the matters. So that, you know, anytime any single fire can, you know, get caught, the whole palace to be pulled out to ashes. So the insuperable palace has been, and he did the permission of his father, he sent the Pandava, the five boys with the mother to, for the festival. Somewhere else, by the advice of the Vidura, another person that they escape, even though they had burned the palace. But somehow another, they escaped from that. And after that, there was, they received the news that there's going to be some Swayamvara ceremony, you know, looking for a bridegroom for, Draupadi. And there was a great game has been, you know, organized. Anybody, you know, can win the game and they can marry Draupadi. So the Pandavas, you know, escaped from the palace and they went there to join the great gay. And at that moment, also Duryodhana came from the other side to join the gay. He also wants to marry Draupadi. And that's where he saw that Pandavas still alive, they're not dying. The big story, and somehow, you know, Arjun being over, Draupadi then to marry. And then, the blind man, he knows that the Pandavas, his brother, Janabrajas, are still alive. He brought them to come back to the palace. And by the advice of some good people in the palace, and they were given a place called Gandhava Prastha. And Gandhava Prastha is a useless place, nothing can be grown there. Nothing, you know, there is no survival rates are there. There is no high survival rate, no, there is nothing. He can build up in the Gandhava, the worst place in his kingdom. He has given to the Pandavas because of the pressure from the other good people around, like this Madhya and Vidura enough. So somewhere that he gave a place called Gandhava Prastha and he sent the five Pandavas there. Okay, your share had been given, you go. But, you know, he has given the very worst and useless place for them to take up their residence. So at that moment, that Krishna knows that, you know, his devotees, the Pandavas, has been put into a very great difficulties. So Krishna personally from the Dwarka, he went to the Gandhava Prastha. And then he looked at the condition of the lady, Krishna started to cry. They're very good people, why they can't go so much of difficulty in their life. So Krishna went there that night, why cry? Krishna summoned Vishvakarma, he's the architect of the universe. So he summoned Vishvakarma and then he told Vishvakarma, you have to build a beautiful city, more better than the palace, you know, the city of Duryodhana, the Hastinapur. It should be the best in the world. So by the order of Krishna, Vishvakarma made a beautiful city. Overnight the city had been built and it became an Indraprastha. And a beautiful place, you know, they want to have a big celebration. And they called everybody at the Duryodhana came back for the festival, came for the festival. And he saw that, you know, he cannot believe that, you know, Indraprastha is much better than his court basically than Hastinapur. Then he could not call it anymore. He said, somewhere that I must finish them off. So he was planning what to do. And then he told his father, please invite them, you won't ever die gay. Yeah? And they called Yudhisthira to come, the eldest in the Pandava. He's a very same people then, you know, always depend on the mercy of the Lord. And he himself doesn't know how to play die. But somebody said, because, you know, the eldest, you know, father is poor, so he has to come. So he came and then, you know, they organized a dice game. And Duryodhana himself, he don't know how to play the dice game well. But he has Aka Antar by the name of Saguni. And Saguni has got a tremendous, you know, benediction that nobody can play the dice game with him. So he employed Saguni to play on behalf of it. In this way, then he played the dice game. And they commanded, and somewhere other that, you know, this contest is a dice game. And, as a challenge in the dice game, now they try to, you know, pull their country in the game. And, Pandavas, they lost the country, lost the wealth, and they lost themselves. And finally, they even lost their own wife, Draupadi, in the game. So when they lost the voice, and Duryodhana summons his brother to bring Draupadi into the arena, he also strip off Draupadi in the public, in the assembly. And when Draupadi been pulled, you know, by force into the assembly, and Draupadi says, you know, I will bow down to any of you, provided that you answer me one question. Is Yudhisthira lost me after losing himself? Or he lost me before losing himself? If Pradivadi has lost it before losing himself, that means, you know, I bow down to you, but if he's already lost in the game of himself, after that he put me in the gate, he says, that is not right. Because just like, you know, you hold all the position in the government, the moment you are out from the position, you have no power, nothing to sack anybody else in, or to employ anybody else in this way. And they realize that, you know, after losing himself, then only it is there, he kept, you know, his wife into the game. He said, not very, so they gave back everything, whatever they lost, they send them back to say, go back. The Dhritarashtra, the father, Brahmin, he said, go back. And they were going back, heading back to Indraprastha. At that time, Duryodhana was very embarrassed. He says, we won the game, but somewhere there, you know, because of my father's, you know, this thing, somewhere other things are not materializing. So he told his father, please fold them back the gate. This time, we'll let the gate, but not with under different condition. And the father is forced to fold them back again. And the messenger has been sent before they reaching to the Indraprastha. And they went and told that, you know, Dhritarashtra, father is calling all of you to come back. So the Bhartas came back again. At that moment, Duryodhana said, we would like to dice him again. But this time, nothing from your country. But now, anybody lose this game, 10 years, they have to go to the foreign. First 1 year, they meet in the foreign. The final 1 year, you have to leave incognito. Nobody able to see. Well, anybody can see the final year, that means, you know, you go back again to another 13 years. In this way, if anybody lose the game, they have to go to the forest for 13 years. And the Pandavas have agreed, but somewhere other they lost the tight game, and they went to the forest. And the Ekrimal is dead, and he come back after 13 years, whatever is Birok still, must give back to you. They were the Ekrimal. So 13 years they went to the forest, 1 year they were the forest, final 1 year in Bognito, and they came to the place called Birada, and they lived there for 1 year. That is where the marriage of Abhimanyu and Buttara has taken place. And 13 years they completed on the marriage of Arjuna's son in Birada. Krishna also came there. And Krishna told them, you see, 13 years your forest life is over, and now you have to go back to take back whatever belongs to you. That was Adrina. So in his way, Krishna sent somebody a message to the Asinapur, to the Dhritarashtra, to talk to him. Then now the threatened forest fight is over. I give back order which belongs to them. But Duryodhana say, I cannot give anything. Then again, after that, Krishna personally went the SMS in there. Krishna told Duryodhana, you live together, you'll be very happy. Fighting always because not of other problem. Don't fight. Don't create any warrior. Live together. Krishna says, you are like a forest. The Pandavas like an animal. The forest meets the animal meets the forest. So join together. Each other. Everybody meets each other. Don't fight. Krishna wants to make the peace among them. And Duryodhana says, no. No way. He says, if they want anything, they can meet us in the war, the battle. Fight and win over the war and take over whatever belongs to. Finally, it has been decided there is no other solution then, other than the war. So in this way, the war has been settled out and has been decided. And Krishna went back to his place, Dwaraka. The Pandavas went there to Indraprastha. No, not Indraprastha, into the Girada. And the Kauravas, you know, the Duryodhana by the Hastinapur. So now the war is, you know, unavoidable. And somewhere the war is going to be taken place. So Duryodhana, understanding this thing, he needs the help of Krishna. So he went to the palace of Krishna in Dwaraka to meet Krishna and talk about the assistance Krishna can be for them in the war. So when Duryodhana arrives in Dwaraka, at that time Krishna was lying down. He was sleeping in his room. And when Duryodhana entered the room, there were two chairs. Now one at on the side of his head and another one at the side of his tree. And Duryodhana, when he saw that the two chairs, you know, in front, you know, of his leg and the back of his head, and Duryodhana told him, I'm not that, you know, low. The frequency did not near his feet, so he chose to sit, you know, at the back, you know, beside the egg of Krishna. And after that, Arjuna was with him. And Arjuna saw there was a chair behind, beside the feet of Krishna, so he was happily sat beside that. And after that, Krishna woke up. When Krishna woke up, and like he saw, Arjuna was sitting in front of him. Krishna could not see that Duryodhana at the back. The moment Krishna saw Arjuna in the front, Krishna asked him, Arjuna, why you come? Is there anybody that help me? And Duryodhana at the back, he says, Krishna, you know, you should ask me first because I came here first. He came after me. And Krishna said, there is no important who came here first. Important who I see first. I saw Arjuna first, so importantly, he has to have to tell him, you know, what to give him, what to help him next. In this way, Andu said the water in the voice, you know, been decided, and any kind of war is going to take place, I made you a help. And Krishna says, I got two ways to help. One, I got the 640 million soldiers with me. Another one, I myself. And you can choose one of these. You can choose the 640 million soldiers to fight for you. I won't come. But if you choose me, the soldiers won't come. But if you choose me, I'm not going to come and fight for you. But I'll become a chariot driver. So somewhere that you're not doing game mice for my arrival there. So you choose one of these things. So you choose, never, I don't want the armies, I want it, Krishna. And Krishna says, if I come, I would participate in the battle. I don't fight for you. I'll just drive the chariot for you. Arjun said, then when the presence is very important for me. In this way, even though there was a backup option for Arjun to take the soldiers of 604 division, but somehow that Arjuna had more faith in Krishna than the soldier, he chose Krishna. And others said Duryodhana, the backfellow, was very happy. Somewhere that the lucky, he chose Krishna. And even Krishna goes inside, he's not going to fight. You know, for in this way that Arjuna, Duryodhana took the 640 million soldier, and then he went back. And after in that, Krishna asked Arjuna, now, with the 640 million soldiers, you have made a right choice, but now why you didn't take the soldiers, why you took me? And Krishna, Arjun said that all the opulences of the world is with you. All beauty, all fame, all wealth, everything is with you. The noble better that you are, the all success are there. So I choose and live. In this way, so they have taken the help of Krishna, One has taken the army of Krishna, one has taken Krishna himself, and now they are coming to this is the birth of Bhagavad Gita. Now the appears of Bhagavad Gita in the Mahabharata. Now the two party has come in a place called Kurukshetra. There is a beginning of Mahabharata chapter 1, text 1. Dharma Sitri, Kurukshetra, Samaveda, Yuyuksabha, Magaita, Pandava, Seva, Pima, Kurvanda, Sanjaya. Then now, Dhritarashtra being blind, is not able to see what is happening in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. But Sanjaya has got a blessing from Vyasadeva. Why is Sindhya is able to foresee what is happening on the battlefield there? So he was narrating what is happening on the other side. So Bhagavad Gita began from the first question from Dhritarashtra to Sanjaya. He said, after assembled in the place of pilgrimage called Kurukshetra, and decided to fight what my son and the sons of Pandus are doing. This is the first question of the Dhritarashtra. In this way, Bhagavad Gita began this manner. Now the both party have come, the Duryodhan and the Pandavas, they already assembled in the Kurukshetra to begin the war. And Bhishma blew his coach, and Krishna also blew his coach called Panchajanya. The moment Krishna blew his horn, and everybody began to shake. And at that moment, Sanjaya told Dhritarashtra, you know, he says, you know, ultimate loss is there for your children. They cannot win over the battle. The moment Krishna got a Panchajanya punch, you know, it is a fearful day. Everybody, you know, and the fear. And Krishna is on the side of the Pandavas. Not only then, as Sanjaya says, the flank of the chariot of Arjuna, there is the Anuman's flag is set. And Anuman is there because Lord Ram is going to be there. Lord Ram is there and Sita Devi, the Lakshmi Devi is going to be there. And not only that, there are the very chariot of the Pandavas Arjuna, been donated by Agni Devi. All the signs are there that they are going to win over the battle. In this way, from the very beginning, there are already different symptoms and signs that, you know, the Pandavas were winning over the battle. Now, after blowing the conch, the war has to be begun. But somebody that the Arjuna is with the humble manner, he inquired, he requests Lord Krishna one thing. That is the beginning that begins in the chapter 1, text 21 of Bhagavad Gita. Sarayor bayor madhye radam sapayade achyuta yamani tanrichayan rududamar avasita maire Krishna. All of them have come to fight in the backyard, but I would like to see them more closer. Who are the people have come to fight with me and die in the backyard? Please take the chariot in the midst of the battle. In the midst of the battle, please take the chariot. I want to see them. Ebam yukva resi kesa guda kesa bharata senayo rubayon madde stabayakum nadottama. And Krishna happily took the chariot into the midst of the battle. And Krishna scoping the chariot in the midst of the battle. And Krishna told Arjuna, Bhishmam Dronam Pramukham cha. Bhishmam Dronam Pramukham cha. He said, look at that. All the great grandfather Bhishmani to Dronacharya, your great teacher, all your descendants of that way are swimming on the other side to fight with you. Look at them, look at them. And the moment Arjuna saw Datra Pasya, Sitan Pada, he saw that his fathers, the great fathers, the hunters too, all the family members, friends, were everybody circled there to participate in the better seal and to die. And at that moment he says, he said, this is the Swadhyaya Krishna, Yuyusan, Samupasita, Siddhar, Dinamogatali, Lukam cha parisusyate, Vepusita, Sarira, Beloma, Sadayate, Dane, Vuisansate, Astar, Dopsai, Vaparidayate. Arjun said, by looking at all these people that assembled to fight in the better state, he said, now my body is quivering, it's trembling, my legs are drying up, and the hairs on my body is standing up. And he says, my Gandiva, the bow in my hand is slipping off from my hand. And he says, my dear Krishna, na te sreyo nopasyavi, see, I did say, I cannot see what is the bull is going to come out for this battle. Raja Sukhanita, even what is the bull is going to come from this kingdom? What happiness is going to come by killing all these people in the battle state? And he said that King Lord, he in a do big now, we attacked the thing of this people just for the kingdom, but after killing them, they're not going to be there to see that they enter in the kingdom. So what is the game by fighting? Tane me basite yudhe pranam tewa. All these people are meant to be worshipped, very helpfully, very respectful people. How can I fight with them? How can I kill them? Abhi prailo kera this, even I get this three kingdom. Either higher plane and the lower plane and the middle plane, and even for the three plane system, I'm not willing to fight. Paupon, Liva, Zasyat, Asman, there's a great sake to participate in this fighting. I don't work it is. And after that is the chapter 1 text 39. I'm done making a very important point. I'm going to elaborate on that point for us to take away from the first chapter as a thing away from every chapter. Now, Arjuna is saying that on the chapter 1 text 39, Bula asaye kuna syante, bula dharma sanatana, dharma nastam kuran prishna, adharma be vibhavate vikab. Arjuna says that, you know, there's a kuna dharma family, but the tradition, very traditions are dead. By killing all this, because you're destroying your family tradition. Adharma be bhavat krishna, pradisyante pura sriya, srisu duse sudushneyo, Jayate Varnashantara, by destroying the family tradition, the woman will become helpless. There's no protection for the woman in the world. And because their world would have break here, there will be unwanted population will take place. People will take advantage of woman who's not protected in the world. And they will destroy the Trinity game. And they will dominate the humans in the woman society in this way. Without the protection for the woman, the women are not protected, there is going to be so much of, unwanted population in the world. Sankaru Narakayaru, not only that, when somebody died, there is the both children to do the final rites for the parents, for the helpers. Nobody recalled a pinda offering, where we tie the soul is out from the body, and the body always has been a vehicle for the soul. Now the body remain here, the soul has to, but it is the dairy, but you have to create another body for your soul's dairy. So there's a 10-day period is given for it to create another body by offering of the pillar. Hila the five drinks, the milk, the rice, and the honey, and the black sesitasi, and then ghee. The five things combined together. The rice, the milk, the honey, the ghee, and the black sesitasi. He said they are offered for 10 days to create another body for the soul's journey. So Ajira says if the woman would not protect her, and then in the unwanted population of her rice, and nobody follows the family tradition, who's going to do the final rites for the people? Now the elders are dying in the family. And in this way, Krishna, Arjuna told Krishna, I've read the law from the scripture. Whoever destroys the family tradition, whoever destroys the dharma, and whoever disrespects the woman in the world, and they will literally go to the hell. So he says that I don't want to make all this mistake and wrong to it. And in this way, in the chapter 1, text 46, there's a violent text in the first chapter. He says, Devam Dikvarjana Sankhe. Radha upasta upavisa disrayib jatara japa sukha samundya manasa. And after to make all these points into Krishna, Arjuna, he cast aside his bow and arrow, and sitting on the chariot, he began to cry in sorrow. He refused to fight. Now why Arjuna refused to fight? What we have to learn from the first chapter? Because the whole decent men will do for you to take, advantage. They do not help to dig your lives. So the first chapter, what Arjuna is kind